of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Right, we are getting into our conversation with Pastor Comfort Anopa Mugwendere. Pastor Comfort Anopa Mugwendere. Right, we are looking at discerning God's will for your life, the role of prayer. Pastor is on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very well, my pastor. And how are you?
So far, so good. We can't even complain.
Amen. Pastor, before we get into our conversation, can you pray for us?
Shall we pray? Dear Father, we come before your throne of grace this morning, pleading for your guidance and your spirit into this discussion. Be with us and let nothing but only your word proceeds from us. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor, for that. Let's get into our conversation without any waste of time. To our listeners at home, if you have any questions regarding our topic for today, we are looking at the role of prayer. Maybe you have doubt, maybe you have an answered prayer. So if you have any questions regarding our topic for today, Pastor Comfort Anopa Mugwendere is here to answer all your questions. So we are getting into our conversation. When we think about making big decisions, many of us tend to pray for guidance. But prayer isn't just about asking for answers. It's about developing a relationship with God that leads to trust. So today, let's explore how consistent, thoughtful prayer is key in discerning God's will for our lives. My first question to you, my pastor, is that how does prayer help clarify God's will for us?
Thank you so much. How does prayer clarify God's will for us? My mind is taken to a text that is Matthew, the 26th chapter, verse 39. We see Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus is praying for the will of God. He's there on his knees saying, Father, if you are willing, if it's possible, let this cup pass before me. So how does prayer clarify God's will? We see it in Jesus Christ, that after he had prayed about it, when he faced the cross, Jesus was content. Why? Because he had prayed about it. So what is prayer? Prayer is opening of the heart to God as to a friend. And what does prayer do? Prayer brings us in close contact with God. So whatever decision I will make it knowing that whatever the outcome, it is not me, but it is God. So how does prayer clarify it? It gives me the sense of happiness, the sense of security that I have told someone who is able to change it. And if he doesn't change it, I'm certain that it is his what, his will. So in other words, prayer, it helps me to clarify God's will. Not only because I received the answer which I want, but it is to know that God is involved in this state.
Wow, powerful one, my pastor. And what's the difference between praying for answers and praying for alignment with God's will?
One thing that, you know, this question is one of the most important questions that have ever been asked by people. I'll say this is a multi-million dollar question. Why? Because people have confused the prayer into like an ATM. What is an ATM? An ATM, it is where you place your card and you punch your numbers. And what you have punched is that which comes out. And the people have taken prayer to be like that. But rather, prayer is not like that. So this is the thing. Firstly, people must acknowledge that every human being is. Jeremiah 10 verse 23 tells me that, "Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." Jeremiah is saying, you need to acknowledge that you as a human being, you don't even know what is good for you. So therefore, if you don't know what is good for you, when I am now praying, I need to acknowledge, yes, maybe I'm 39, I'm not married. This is a hard one.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm 39, I'm not married. So when you are praying about a life partner, you need to acknowledge, Kuti, maybe somewhere, somehow, it is not good for me to be married. So when I am approaching God with that prayer request, I will not say, "God, by fire, by thunder," I've seen many people doing that, "I declare and I decree, if you don't give me a husband, it means you're not powerful. If you don't do this, it means, God, you don't have power." Someone is sick. You are praying for the sick. You are telling God, "God, if you don't heal this person," you know, in other words, getting what we want through prayer, we are making ourselves a demigod. I want to ask you a question. Who has power, the TV or the one holding the remote?
It's the one holding the remote.
So the issue of this question is to acknowledge who has power. So people have taken prayer, taken prayer to be like a remote, where you press a button, then God acts the way we want him to act. Rather, it must be vice versa. Prayer must be surrendering to say, "God, I don't know what plans you have for me in terms of marriage. God, I don't know what plans you have for me in terms of health. God, I don't know what plans you have for me in terms of finance. So therefore, I am surrendering myself. I know what I want, but what I want, it might not be what I need."
Powerful one, my pastor. Wow. And how can we quiet our hearts during prayer to hear God more clearly?
This is one of the most powerful things. I am still learning, where God says, "Be still and know that I am God." You know, many times we just utter words and we don't give God time to respond to us. One of the things we need to do, number one, it's not about being quiet in terms of being silent. Like, you know, sometimes quietness is sometimes to get rid of the things that always make noise to us. You know, there are many things that always make noise to us. Some of us, it's our behavior. Our behavior makes noise to the extent that we can't hear. You know, we can't hear.
Hey.
I remember, as the proverb says, "Stop what you are saying, because what you are doing is making noise." It's like your life on its own. It's noise. Sometimes we need to change our lifestyle in order to listen to God. You know, sometimes we are too busy. When we go there to pray, it's all about you. It's all about your family. It's all about your finances. It's not about him. So I think what we need now is to shift our gaze from our problems and to look at Jesus. And as we go there at prayer, And our most important prayer must be that which Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So the more we seek to be like him, the more we are going to see that we can walk on water. The more we can see that, you know, the more we can see that all these winds and waves you are praying about, instead of focusing on them, we start stepping on water.
Hey.
So most of the time, just like you and me, why is it you are not quiet? It's because you are focusing on the wrong things. I always tell people that you are praying the devil's prayer points. What do I mean there? You know, praying the devil's prayer points is that, you know, a child just gets sick, you just start fasting. Hey, my child is sick. Oh, God, please. No. You know, he's sick. Start eating, knowing that God is in control.
Hey.
I'd rather go and fast because I want to overcome addiction. I'd rather go and fast because I want to overcome adultery. I'd rather go and fast because there is a spiritual battle I am fighting. You know, just knowing, Kuti, the only noise that can come in my life, it is sin. So if I'm going to get quiet, it is to be there to pray to overcome sin.
Mfundisi, as we are talking about prayer, I am feeling very guilty right now, because most of the time I find myself zoning out of prayer. When, let's say, maybe we are at church and then it's time for us to pray, then when the pastor is still praying and I find myself zoning out, thinking about my own stuff, I feel very guilty right now. So should we pray specifically about every decision or trust in God's general guidance?
Thank you. So what should we pray for? Jesus says, Philippians, he says, have no thought of anything, but instead, pray about everything. We pray about everything, but the difference is the attitude. Let me explain. We need to reach a point whereby we know that prayer is divided into two.
Okay.
There is what we call spiritual and what we call physical, or what we call eternal, or what we call temporal. Even the promises of God, they're divided into two, temporal and what we call eternal. Every spiritual promise of God, especially everything which has to do with character transformation, becoming like Christ, all those promises are yes. What do I say? I say, it is God's will. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, I write that you sin not. It is God's will that we live a life without sin. It is God's will that everybody must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Hey.
It is God's will. So everything that has to do with changing myself to become like Christ, that prayer, I need to pray and trust that God is going to do exactly as he promised in his word. Now, the second group of prayer, where people confuse now, it is everything that has to do with this earthly life.
Okay.
Everything that has to do with this earthly life, be it marriage, be it having children, be it healthy, be it even life itself, all those things depends on God. Does God want you to be healthy? Let me put a text there.
Right.
I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm reading verse 7. I'll paraphrase it. For this cause, this is Paul saying, I prayed thrice that this thorn may come out of my flesh. This is physical illness.
Okay.
Paul is praying three times to be in healthy. He had a good reason. What was his reason? I'm a missionary. I need to be in good health so that I may work for you, God. That was a just cause. But God is saying, you know what, brother? I want this thorn in your flesh. Reason, Paul says, so that I may not be puffed up, so that I will not become proud, so that I will not think that I'm doing this because of my power. Right. So God is saying, to keep you in check, my brother Paul, you must have a disease that whenever you are going to stand and preach, you say, God, you know, I am weak. Oh, man, oh, man. So God, if you don't stand with me right now, I know I can't speak. So stand with me, God.
Hey.
I want to believe. I want to believe. There are certain things. There are certain problems. There are certain predicament we have prayed to remove, which God is saying, for you to remain humble, for you to remain a pure person, you must continue to have this. So what does it ring into my mind? It says, you know what? If I don't have this, once I tell him, and if he doesn't give me, he knows, for I know all things work together for good.
Hey.
For those who are not. Be it going in prison, he knows if I am out, I may do something to lose heaven. Be it healthy, he knows if I have healthy, sometimes I may lose heaven. God knows. You know, it emanates from knowing that God knows what I need, not what I want. You know, let me emphasize on need and wants. You know, a need is something you can't live without. A want, you can't live without it. You can live without it, but you just want it. Most of the times, the things we think we need, we just want it. So prayer now comes in to say, God, I am praying about a promotion, but let not my will, but let your will be done. That must be my attitude whenever I pray about everything. Let your will be done, because I don't know God's will concerning earthly things, but concerning spiritual things, I know God's will. He wants me to live a perfect life.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be apologetic when I'm praying about those prayers.
When
it comes to the Holy Spirit, I'm not going to be apologetic, because God wants me to have it. Do you get it? When it comes to for my salvation, I'm not going to be apologetic. I'm going to have to wrestle with God until morning, because it has to do with my salvation. But if it has to do about earthly things, I go there humbly, because I don't know what is best for me.
Wow. Powerful one, my pastor. Before I let you go, because of time, here's the last question. How can we discern the difference between our desires and God's direction in prayer?
This is one of the deepest thing, and there is a thin line between your desire and what God wants you to do. It's a thin line. My favorite author says these words on how to know God's will. He says, there are three ways in which the Lord reveals his will to us, to guide us and to fit us to guide others. How we may know his voice from that of a stranger. We shall distinguish it from the voice of the false shepherd. God reveals his will to us in his word and holy scriptures. Whenever we pray, let's allow the scriptures to talk to us. Let's allow him to speak to us through his scriptures more. If it doesn't align with the word of God, let's leave it. Let's see what God is saying to us in the scriptures. Yes, we may follow our desires, but God says you need to commit even those desires. We must be willing to lay our desire at his feet. Jesus, when he was in Gethsemane, his desire was to say, I am tired, I can't do it. But Jesus was willing to submit his desire to God's will. So if you are not willing to submit it, it means it is contrary to God's will. But let us pray, you know, let us pray to be able to say, you know what, God, I really want this so badly, you know. I to be honest with you, no one wants to suffer. To be honest with you, no one wants, you know, but yes, I don't want God. But if you may say, I may die, if you may say, I may labor, if you may say, I need to do it, I need this assurance that I'm not doing it alone. I'm doing it with you.
Hey, thank you so much, my pastor. Can we close with a word of prayer?
Let's pray. Dear Father, this topic, it's so hard. Because sometimes we've confused the prayer into something, a charm, a secret code we use to get what we want. But rather, it is a secret code which brings us in harmony with your desire for us. Help us, Father, to be willing to come to you, knowing that you are omnipotent, knowing that you know what is best for us. Help us to surrender ourselves through prayer. Let prayer be a means of us surrendering ourselves to you. That's our desire. That's what the disciples would ask. Lord, teach us to pray. So, Father, may you teach us to pray. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor.
You're welcome. Wish you a blessed day.
Same to you, my pastor. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.